Ed, Chicago, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm a second-time caller. Let me give you a little different spin from a liberal Democrat who's really not enamored with Barack Obama at all, probably from a different perspective than you. In my book, he's not anywhere near liberal enough. For instance, I was looking at Dennis Kucinich and his proposals about ending the war in 90 days. Obama wants 16 months. And what I'm saying about Obama, you can say about Hillary Clinton, too. Okay? We have a problem with the homelessness in this country caused basically by the 1996 Welfare Reform Act. Neither one of them.
Well, you mean all the bums on in the streets would be better off if we gave them more money?
Well, what would you do? Let them spend the rest of their life sleeping on park benches?
Why not put them in work camps? Most of them are able-bodied.
How much do you plan on paying them in these work camps, sir?
Well, since they're already receiving public assistance, I'd pay them nothing.
Well,
why do you have to pay a man who's right now living off the fat of the land, and he's sucking the fat of the land for a fairly small check, it is true, but he is a leech. He is not a productive member of society. Where is the money supposed to come from? No, I've studied the homeless problem for many years, Ed, because I live in one of the most infested cities in the United States, San Francisco, and I've observed the bums for many years. And the largest portion of them are able-bodied. They're drug addicts or alcoholics. There's no reason they could not be put into work camps and do much of the labor that our illegal aliens are doing. Now, who do you think did this labor in previous generations? It was ne'er-do-wells who today are basically able to live on the fat of the land and drink or use drugs because they're getting a check for nothing. In the old days, they picked the crops and they would spend their money on alcohol.
You're going to pay him slave wages. Why not do what Dennis Kucinich said and put him to work for the federal government, fixing up...
Well, because then you're getting into a Soviet-style economy, which I don't happen to think has proven to be very effective.